All right, Dave Cliff. Good job tonight. Took the win. Started up front. Behind the 22 there for a while, kind of knocking on the door. Eventually got by, but then he took the lead back from you, kind of maybe nudging you a little bit in turn one, kind of slipped underneath you, but that was only for one more lap, and then you had the last rest of the race to yourself.
Yeah, Mike had a good jump on the start. Our car was loading up a little on the slow laps, and I ran behind him for 10 or so laps and peeked it under going down the backstretch and made a stick, and he didn't get into me going into one. I actually went in a little hard myself and just kind of chattered the tires, slipped up myself, and he shot it back in there. And then turns out his kill switch broke going down the front stretch the following lap, and I got into him because we were both, you know, full throttle. Luckily, it didn't wreck our car, but tough break for him because I think it would have been a lot of fun to race that one out. Because
he's been really wanting a win. He's sick of finishing second.
Yeah, he's overdue. They've definitely put in their time, and that's our old car. I know it's a really good car, and like I said, it would have been a lot of fun to race him for it.
You had this knack of bringing cars, out of mothballs. Maybe Dave Cliff out of mothballs and coming out and winning the race.
I don't know. I've just done this with these cars long enough. If I can get a car with the right feel, I seem to do well with them. Obviously, starting on the front row tonight helped out a lot because this class has been really tough this year, just watching it for cars to pass. But when you start up front, you got to take advantage when you can, and luckily enough, we could.
It didn't seem like he had pressure too much of Jack, but Jack was pretty close to you the rest of the race.
Yeah, he felt like I could hear him a little. He never did show me a wheel, but I definitely didn't let my guard down. He was quick. He won his heat race, so I knew he wasn't going to be too far behind if he was, and like I said, luckily we were able to hang on.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your opportunities, not just tonight, but for the end of the season, I guess, jumping in this car?
I got to thank Denise for letting me run this car the four times I did. Dan Denny, Tim Barbo, Steve helped me out today working on the car. My dad, I told him to take a break and sit up in the stands. So. And then for the Super, obviously my parents, family, and friends, they worked their asses off, and we didn't get the results that they deserved.
Just a short tidbit on the Super. Any idea what's going on next year? Or maybe over the winter months with it?
Well, we'll probably try to get our car ready, and we're definitely going to be back over in the Supers next year and hopefully upgrade a little more. Continue the upgrades that we did last winter and try to make it a little faster.
Any particular thing keep you guys down this year?
No, just some bad luck. We had two plug wires really early in the year, one on the motor itself and one of them in the mag pulled right out. Other than that, we had two bad crashes that kind of sidelined us a couple races. And the one race I did finish, we ran in the top five, so it is a decent car. We just really had some crummy luck.